it's Jen. Welcome to the Light Seeking with Jen podcast. Today, I am going to speak to you about spiritual attack. I know this is kind of a strange thing to talk about. I normally try to keep it a lot lighter and have a higher vibe, but I feel like this is something in the mainstream right now that is coming up more and more often and needs to be addressed. So I want to speak on spiritual attack. I'm going to, number one, share my own experience with this. Number two, talk about how this is becoming more mainstream. And then on number three, I'm going to explain why it's happening and then how you can end it, clear, and regain your power again. So when you're under a spiritual attack, I am a Christian, although, yes, I am tapped into my own intuition and intuitive abilities. I do consider myself a psychic, although I don't like to call that to myself. We all have this unique ingrained ability to read and perceive energy as well as other people. Some people just learn it more inept than others. So having said that, I do believe in God, and I also believe that from a metaphysical, spiritual perspective, when I say source, I really mean God. When I say spirit, I really mean God. I know that there's many people that follow me, many people that listen to my podcast, and they don't have that same belief, and that's fine. That's okay. But listen to what I'm about to tell you. When we say source, when we say spirit, we believe it is of the highest light, of the highest good. That is God essence to me. That is what some would refer to as a Christ embodied consciousness. I don't care what you call it. It is the highest level of light, highest level of love, highest vibration of goodness out there. So when we are working, and there's so many lost souls out there seeking a, what you would call, metaphysical, psychic experience, astral traveling. They're seeking to connect with their spirit guides, all of these things. These are really big themes out there in society. And why is this happening? It's because so many people are desperate for a connection to something higher than where they are. So whether we subconsciously realize it or not, the earth plane of existence where we all live, we are up leveling to some level where even living a lifestyle in the 3D, you recognize that you're seeking out spirituality, the metaphysics, the connection to spirit guides, the connection to source, crystals, spell work, all that embodies spirituality. We seek that out as a way to validate that we're seeking a higher good. What we don't realize is we're really just seeking the connection to source, light, the highest light possible, the one source of all. Now, whether you pray or meditate to gods or goddesses, that's besides the point. The point I'm trying to make here is that in a society that is kind of war-torn geopolitically, and we have so many different customs that are out there being explored that many people don't know where they fit in. So they're seeking connection internally to something they don't have a connection to. They desperately want a connection, but they just can't find it. So what do? They seek out this spirituality. They seek out the metaphysics. I never knew personally that my deep dive into the spiritual realm would really just reconnect me to God. That is my message. But I'm not here to preach that to you. I'm not here to read the Bible to you. My mission in what I do is simply helping people connect to that intuitive fiber within them so that that can awaken for them their own internal compass and their own connection to source. I am not here to preach or be a anything more than a soul guide. That's how I perceive myself. So with all of these lost souls out there and the way that our society has evolved over the course of, say, 15 years, we've lost human connection. We communicate by means of many computers we carry in our pockets, and we don't have one-on-one conversations. We don't get together like we used to. We don't communicate like we used to at all. So it has left a void of human connection within us. And then therefore it's turned all these souls to find, how do I connect with other humans? How do I reach out? And I can't seem to get that connection in a human form. So I'm going to seek it in a spiritual form. And the reason they do that instead of just turning to the Bible and God is because our society has dictated that the Bible and God is weird, or it's, they stereotype that as Christian. You can't be open-minded and be a Christian, which I disagree with completely. But that is the perception of society. It's pushed us away from having that connection to source. So once these people unknowingly start exploring these aspects and avenues of spirituality, and they want to dabble in dark arts, and by dark arts I mean like spells or seances or calling on gods and goddesses that they don't even understand what they really represent, it is then that this dark portal opens and makes them open to accepting on dark entities or spirits that they don't really want. They were seeking connection to something to validate them, to make them feel connected. And instead, now they've got some dark entity vampiring their energy, or they have some dark energy seeking them out and freaking them out to scare them. And the key element in understanding spiritual attack is the attack comes by an intended source or person, human being on this planet, who wishes to do harm or manipulate another human and then calls upon darkness to then attack that person. And they're over there, they're the original person making the request for the attack. They're not over there going, they could be, I guess, but they're not over there asking for bodily harm, although they probably could be. They're just saying, put a spell on them or hex them in this way or curse them in this way, yada, yada. So what happens is, as with all thoughts become things, we all know that we have the ability to manifest our desires. There are weak souls out there seeking this validation, and all of the darkness that surrounds us on a daily basis is connected to dark souls who are lost or confused and then wishing ill will on people. So I want you to think that every piece of darkness, every person who is not a kind person, every person who lives in hate, every person who lives in fear, every person who lives with an addiction. And I don't just mean to drugs, because there are some very vile, undrugged people out there. But everything, every person that has that inner darkness within them because they're angry, hurt, grieving, and they've not processed it, they have a small tentacle from the same source of a million legs. So there isn't a cult out there that's like, oh, this is the cult of darkness number one, and these are the cults of darkness number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. There isn't like bands of darkness out there working together against the light. There's one source of darkness, period. So here you have these lost souls seeking validation, seeking connection. They end up dabbling in the wrong things, connect to something they really didn't want. And what happens? The darkness gets their hooks in them because there's somebody out there knowing that this person is seeking validation, knowing this person is seeking connection. It could be a neighbor. It could be a stranger in passing. It could be people that really truly dabble in dark arts. It could be anybody. It could be someone that they crossed paths with 20 years prior and wishes them like to die 1,000 deaths. whoever or whatever it might be, the negative energy is connected to them and they're hexing it back to that person. Then negative things start to happen to them. What starts to happen to them? They start to have misfortunate events. They start to lose money. They start to have job loss. They start to have life issues, like with relationships. They could even have some really strange spiritual things happening to them. Like their car could break down. They could go to meditate and lo and behold, all they see is like weird dark entities. They could go to sleep and the darkness and what they're afraid of, what they're seeing, what they're visualizing, the fear is keeping them awake. So then therefore they're in a cycle of not sleeping. You see where this is going? It's just, it's monopolizing, it's growing, it's gaining momentum. This is how the darkness works. So we have this mass amount of people seeking validation, seeking connection, who don't really know what they're doing. They're not looking to God because they believe truly that there is something higher than God. There's something better than God, and they can bypass the goodness of God altogether. So they're just seeking this connection spiritually. But really what they end up dabbling into is they end up becoming spiritually attacked. So let's talk about what does the spiritual attack look like. It could look like what I've mentioned. You can have a sense that someone's following you. You feel like someone's watching you and you look around and you're like, okay, no one's there. Or you could be sitting in your home and like you see a shadow, or you just keep going to meditate and you don't see anything of goodness. You just see a dark spirit or a dark entity or the presence of something dark enter near you, coming at you. You could have a recurring dream where you wake up and something negative is happening to you. Something's coming for you. You're running for your life, etc., etc. Then once this starts, you start having experiences like you got a flat tire, but your tires were new. Your car broke down, but it's a new car. Your window broke. You don't know why. Someone hacked your driver's or your credit card. Now you're out a bunch of money and you have to wait to get a refund. These are the kind of things that happen when you're under a spiritual attack. Also, when you're under a spiritual attack, people will single you out and mistreat you. Social media is a hot spot for this. These people that are connected to the darkness, they're alone. They're loners. They band together on social media to bully and threaten and make other people feel bad for their beliefs. So also a form of spiritual attack could be getting banned, could be getting reported, could be getting chastised on social media. So if you have this multi-layer problem, you have let's say, you know, your car window broke. It's for no explanation. You're out of pocket that money. Now you have a financial issue. Then your car breaks down. You're like, oh my gosh, really? I owe the money on the window. Now my car broke down. Then all of a sudden you're getting chastised, picked on, ridiculed on social media. You're getting banned, you're getting blocked. That could be happening. Then you're trying to like go to bed at night and you can't sleep because you keep seeing this darkness coming at you. All of these things are aspects of being spiritually attacked. The absolute 100% key of accepting a spiritual attack, and this is a very, very important concept to grasp. You can be spiritually attacked and have no effect on you. You can be spiritually attacked and it have absolutely no effect on you. Do you know how? You will be in your power 110% and everything hits you and you have the armor of God on you and nothing will touch you. You don't like me using the word God? The armor of source light on you. The armor of light is on you and nothing can hit you. If you are fully protected in that armor, you don't need to worry about being attacked. You won't even know that you're being attacked. But if you believe for 1 second that the attack is real, that they have this power over you, that it can come for you at any time, that it can disrupt and affect your finances, it can disrupt and affect your job, that it can disrupt and affect your personal relationships. If all you have is belief that it can happen, then it's going to happen. The number one thing you can do to either end a spiritual attack or avoid one is to never believe that they have the power over you. Never believe it. The sheer fact that you would wake up daily and say, oh, I got to protect myself from the darkness. The darkness is coming for me. I got to protect myself. Oh my gosh. The sheer fact that you need to do that gives that power to them. I want you to think about it like this. Let's use a cartoon, right? Let me think of one. Let's see. I don't even know. I can't even think of one right now. I'll just go. I love to use Phineas and Ferb because my kids, you know, they like watch it and they love it. So let's go with Phineas and Ferb. So Dr. Evil, right? Let's go with him. If Dr. Evil woke up today and was like, I'm coming for Phineas and Ferb today. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get them. I'm going to burn their house down. I'm going to get them fired from their job. Phineas and Ferb wake up and the first thing they do is say, oh my gosh, we have to protect ourselves. He's coming for us. And they spend every ounce of energy defending an attack. What is their offense? They don't have one. It's like literally ducks laying in wait just to be taken out. The sheer idea that you think you have to protect yourself from this darkness out there, from the attacks, from the chastising, from the ridicule, from the things gone wrong, from the series of misfortunate events that might have or have not happened, the sheer fact that you think you need to shield yourself from that manifests the very thing you don't want. Having experienced a very real spiritual attack on myself, I can tell you the first mistake I made until I figured it out was thinking and accepting that they were stronger than the light. That was the first mistake. So how do you overcome that darkness? You stop ever believing that it has any power over you, period, end of story. Number two, you absolutely never prepare to be spiritually attacked. Instead, you're covered in light, period, end of story. You never wake up saying, I have to protect myself from darkness. Ever, 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 ever. The moment you think that you have to protect yourself from the dark is the moment you're giving them more momentum. Think of two pots, the scales of justice. Think of the scales. Think of those golden scales. And I don't mean scales like on a fish. I'm talking about like a weighing scale, like an old style one with the two plates or the two pots, and you fill one up and the other one goes down and the other one goes up. Think about this for a minute. If you wake up every day and the scales are even, okay, light and dark, scales are even, and you say, I am completely surrounded by the light and the color and the love of Source. I am surrounded in God light. I am surrounded in Source light. I am surrounded in perfect love. That scale of light has gone all the way through the roof, and the dark scale has gone all the way to the bottom. But the minute that you wake up out of your bed, stand up and say to yourself, oh, I got to protect myself from the dark. Guess what? They just won. You lose today. There's nothing on this planet that can protect you from anything if you believe that it's winning, if you believe that the dark is succeeding, if you believe that they're out to get us and they're going to win, they're coming for us. Do I believe that people want to come for us? Do I believe that darkness wants to take out the light? Absolutely. Do I believe that there is a higher power involved in our earth right now, where there is a definite battle between light and dark? 100%. Do I believe that there are galactic light beings involved in the protection of this planet right now to overcome the darkness? Absolutely. But do I wake up every single day thinking that I need to protect myself from darkness? No, because my first priority is covering myself in the shining light of Source God, period. You cannot live in the light if you have to protect from the dark. You can't. No soldier goes into battle saying, well, I know I'm going to get killed, so I better just put on this bulletproof vest. No, they go out there like, this is a precaution. I'm going to wear it as a precaution, but I know that I am protected. I'm not saying that you should not be afraid. I'm simply saying being afraid and saying that you have to protect yourself is automatically letting them win. You are giving them a win. So how, as lightworkers, do we overcome the darkness? We just ignore them. We don't care what they're doing. They're not winning. Do you feel compelled to clear your energy? Do you feel compelled to clear your home regularly? That's great. Do I think by not acknowledging the darkness is making us foolish? No, I think by not acknowledging the darkness makes us smart. It makes us stronger. It makes your light shine deeper. It makes your self-belief grow. It allows you to have a deeper connection to God, to Source, to Spirit. It allows you to definitely strengthen your intuition. Because if I told you every day, oh, you have to shield yourself to protect yourself from dark energy, bullshit. I once said that. I was wrong. Because I am a lasting testament. I am a testament to having survived a psychic spiritual attack. And I can assure you that from that point forward, I never looked back thinking I needed to shield or protect myself. Because the moment I stopped ever considering that I needed to was the moment I became 1,000 times stronger in my connection to Source, in my connection to Spirit, in my deeper knowing in my intuition, and stronger belief in myself. So if you're out there and you think people are wearing you down and they're winning, and what can I do to protect them, to protect myself from them? Sure, there are processes energetically that you can take to protect yourself from dark energy if you work in a place that you have to dabble within it. There are things that you can do. There are procedures that you can take. There are things I can walk you through to teach you that. But for you to wake up every day and think that you have to go to battle against evil and that you have to protect yourself from darkness being your priority, if that's your priority, your mindset is wrong. Your priority must be every day to remember that you're a child of the light. Your priority every single day must be to remember that you come from Source Light. You must remember your authenticity. You must remember the love light you were created in. Which brings me to my final point. Simply that we are all created from love, and within love is where we find protection. Within love is where we find peace. The vibration of love is what carries on for us. We were never created to live in fear or need protection from darkness, ever. This earth, currently, geo-social, political status of the country, of the world, is ugly. It's scary. It's uncertain. We're living in times where we spend more time pointing fingers at other people and let them point fingers at us to judge each other instead of just saying, I'm just going to be brighter and live stronger in who I am. I don't care what they're doing because I'm only caring about what I'm doing. What part of this reality that I'm living with the people that I'm with, what part can I make brighter and stronger and more filled with the vibration of how I was created, how we were all created, the vibration of love? How can I maintain that? You need to ask yourself that more often. When you're having a bad day, when you feel like your coworkers suck, when you feel like maybe your spouse isn't getting you, when you feel like your kids aren't listening, instead of reacting, ask yourself, am I living in alignment with the vibration of love? Because if you were, you wouldn't have to protect yourself. You're already protected. You were created protected in the vibration of love. Thanks for listening. If you're not part of my group, go join it on Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe, and check it out. And stay tuned for my next podcast. Peace out.